Following the decision by voters in the United Kingdom last week to leave the European Union, the word uncertainty has been used a lot to describe the economic and social fallout. Stock markets around the world, including on Wall Street, have fallen since the vote. Professor Adrian Masters, the chair of the Department of Economics at the University at Albany, spoke with WAMC News about why so much uncertainty has followed the Brexit.
Well, at the moment, the main problem is that people are uncertain about the future leadership of the country. The Tory party is in disarray, and that's leading to some concern as to what the future economic policy is going to be for the country.
Why has this caused so many stock markets to plummet? In the first 2 days, last Friday, last Monday, there were sharp declines. Is it more than uncertainty?
Uncertainty can cause declines in the prices of whatever it is, stock markets, the value of currency, anything in and of itself, but also declines in the expected returns to those assets can also cause declines in the value. To a large extent, it looks like it's just the uncertainty that's driving at least the initial fall that we had last week. You see now that as people kind of come to terms with the reality that the markets have to some extent rebounded a little.
What were some of the major factors by those who supported the Leave vote? This was more than just economics. There were a lot of other issues, weren't there?
So a lot more than economics. So a lot of it was about identity and not identifying really with Europe a bit. The British population don't necessarily see themselves as part of Europe in the same way that a lot of the more Eurocentric countries of France and Germany do, I think. I think that was part of it. So they never felt part of the country, but part of Europe. And then there was a lot of immigration that was driving a lot of resentment of foreigners into the country.
There was a report prior to the vote on National Public Radio. They spoke to a baker, a small baker in England. He said he had to fill out 24-page forms for each product he wanted to sell in Europe. And he was saying that kind of bureaucracy was just driving him crazy, and that's why he was going to vote to leave. Is that kind of bureaucracy common, and did that play a part in those who wanted to exit?
It is common, I believe, that to be common, but it's also something that was strongly highlighted by the Brexit campaign as being a good reason to leave. I think, at the end of the day, that came down to autonomy too, right? So the British government, the British population wants to be able to govern itself, and that's one of the motivating factors that they felt like there was too much intrusive regulation from the European Union.
The governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, recently announced that the state budget deficit, his estimate of that deficit, has increased to almost $1 billion. It's upward now of $900 million. He said part of the reason is a possible loss of revenue as fallout from this Brexit vote. What could the Brexit vote do to state revenues on this side of the ocean?
In terms of state revenues here, returns on investments that they might have could be diminished. They have specific investments in UK bonds, for instance. Those have been downgraded, right? So it was S&P and Fitch both downgraded UK debt earlier in the week, and that could impact the value of assets that they hold pertaining to British British property.
Could this vote to leave the European Union in the United Kingdom lead to other sort of separatist votes, for instance, in Quebec, in Scotland? Could it cause a momentum for more of these type of votes? And what could that do to the world economy if those votes are successful?
Oh, very much so. I think that's exactly what the European Union, the current people who are running the European Union, are very nervous of. They want to maintain a very hard line on Britain now. They don't want to allow them to have the benefits of the European Union without what are perceived as the costs, the regulation that you talked about, and the immigration. So they're going to try to make it seem as unpleasant as possible to leave the European Union.
There have been some similarities that some pundits on this side of the ocean have drawn between what happened in the United Kingdom and the Trump and the Sanders campaign, the anger that seemed to fuel some of those campaigns. Do you see that in your estimation?
I do, actually. I think that it's kind of a reasonable analogy, I think, would be to say that in some sense, if you gave the people in the United States an option to just say, do you want an establishment candidate or somebody from outside, that would then unify the supporters of both Sanders and Trump against the establishment candidates, that you might get some kind of majority of people voting along those lines. But the problem, just like with those two groups, is that there are a lot of issues on which they have completely polar views.
Professor Adrian Masters is the chairman of the Department of Economics at the University at Albany.